A big part of the sales pitch for Motorola's flagship handset, the Moto X, was that it was American-made, the only smartphone to be assembled in the U.S. But sales of the phone, according to a Motorola spokesman, were too weak and the costs of running the plant too high to keep operations going.
I can't say I was surprised. I was disappointed.
Chris Davies is executive editor with SlashGear.com.
I think Motorola's plans were ambitious. I don't think it was ever going to sell enough Moto X devices to warrant the kind of investment that manufacturing in the US would require.
The problem, Davies says, isn't the phone.
It's a very good phone. The user experience itself was very, very good.
The small, compact device has Google Now integration, so you can set it on the desk and speak to it without touching any buttons. Still, Davies says it was up against some big names and marketing budgets with Apple and Samsung.
The smartphone industry is very low margins, and you get the best bang for your buck, I would imagine, if you outsource everything to other countries.
So the factory that employs about 700 people in Fort Worth will close by the end of this year. A Motorola spokesperson declined to comment on whether or not those workers will keep their jobs. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.